Get closer to the game with Off the Dribble on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Rajon Rondo has logged 25 minutes four times this season. You know, it's a process coming back from an injury like that. But how has that been with you and he and managing his minutes and the rehab process? Take us through that entire time when you knew he was ready to start practicing to this point.
Well, he was ready to start practicing about a month before he played. So you get in as much practice as you can without, you know, hurting the overall team, because obviously it's hard to practice in the middle of the season depending on what your schedule looks like. You know, as far as getting up and down and actually getting some real game work and some real conditioning work that is applicable from a basketball standpoint for him. But so that took a little bit of time, and then, you know, when he comes back, he's ultimately on a minute restriction, so that again he can get himself back into it the right way. You know, if we were playing it in the preseason, we never would have played in more than, you know, 15 to 20 minutes in a game, and so it made very little sense to change that philosophy just because we were in the middle of January. You know, I think the most important thing is making sure he's back, he's ready, he feels good, and that he can continue to build on it. So the minutes have increased as the games have gone by. That'll continue to be the case, obviously, up to the point where he's playing his normal minutes. But he played well, really well on Sunday, and has not played in back-to-backs yet, but, you know, has really played well, especially in two of the last three games. I think you're probably seeing more of, you know, what you're used to from the standpoint of him. At the same time, I don't want to, you know, we spent most of the month here just tempering the expectations that it's not going to be game seven Rondo right when he gets back. And it probably won't be for a few, you know, weeks, even months here. But he is getting back. He is getting healthy. He's getting used to playing with all of his, you know, basically new teammates.
Brad, I think around the NBA, the talks, as soon as you were announced the head coach of the Boston Celtics, was how that relationship would develop between you and Rajon Rondo, who had been through championship years with Doc Rivers and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, and now was going to be asked to be a leader of a rebuilding movement with a rookie head coach. What kind of conversations did you have to have with him initially to kind of calm or ease some of the fears that he may have had at first blush of playing for a rookie head coach?
Well, rookie head coach in the NBA. And, you know, I've told him many a times, I'd not pretend like I know everything. I'm not going to pretend like I have all the answers. And, you know, I want his input from what he sees. And also that, you know, I will support him and that I want him to get the very most out of this experience and to continue to get better. Obviously, when I first met him, he was rehabbing and first and foremost was just his general health. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time talking to him about a lot of things, whether it's basketball, leadership, being a captain, being a guy that, you know, has kind of taken the reins from some of the older guys that have moved on. You know, we talk about all of those things. And he's done a really good job. You know, I think what people sometimes forget is he's been through this rebuilding here before. You know, this was, you know, his introduction to the NBA was a really tough one from the standpoint of wins and losses in a year. And so he, as much as he's been on the mountaintop, he's also been in that situation. He's lived it. So, you know, it's been as – our conversations have been as simple as, hey, look at how they're guarding that down screen. Let's exploit that to, you know, hey, you know, is this, you know, what do we need to do here to make sure that our spirit of our collective group is up?
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.